Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Welcome, everybody. I am so excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
And we are back in the studio from our trip, traveling around a bit, talking to realtors around the country. So it's good to be back in the seat here.
Yay.
Yeah.
It is good.
Aren't you here, happy to be back?
Yes. Well, I have to tell you, I'm a little divided on that. I could have stayed a little longer.
Yeah.
And at the same time, as soon as I pulled into my neighborhood, I got all excited to be home.
Okay.
So it's like once we made that commitment of coming home, then it was like, yes.
Yes.
But this was awesome to journey across the country. The weather was spectacular. In so many places, it is fall already. It doesn't feel like that now that we're back home.
Yes.
Still feels like summer. I hope that fall kicks in here soon because it's my favorite time of year.
And good morning, Susan.
Good morning, and I'm very happy to have y'all back in the studio.
Well, you held the fort down on the radio right here while we broadcasted
remotely from
our motorhome as we were traveling around.
Yeah.
Well, it was fun doing it, but it's really more fun having y'all back.
Yes. Thank you.
We're a team.
Yes. You know what? We could not have made our journey without you. So just publicly, I want to bow down to you and say thank you for everything you did, taking care of our customers. We had 4 closings where we were gone. Wrote
a
couple of offers.
I was busy because I had my own.
Yeah. So. Yes. And so you had your own plus ours. Yep. And we couldn't have done it without you. You are a very important part of our team. And we thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah. If any of you listeners out there have an opportunity to travel around the country, if you haven't done that, if you've, you know, just lived in Jacksonville and or even if you lived in one other place, there's so many beautiful, beautiful things to see around the country. It's just amazing the sights that you will see, even if you're just on the major highways. We were on the interstate most of the time, and there are many interstates, of course. You know, the ones that end in odd numbers go north and south, and the ones in even numbers go east and west, and we were on many of those
east and west,
and saw just so many beautiful, beautiful sights. So I encourage all of you that sometime in your life, or hopefully multiple times in your life, you get to travel around the country and not just by airplane.
And I got my first bucket list item done, checked.
We'll tell everybody what it was.
We went to, on this part of this journey, was to go to Albuquerque, New Mexico for the Hot Air Balloon Festival, Fiesta, they call it. And we got to go there over the course of, a week or something. We went like 4 times. And if you've never done it, I don't need to go back again, right? I've done it. But the excitement on day 4 was just as exciting as it was on day 1.
Over 600.
600 hot air balloons, like 642 or something. And to have them all go up at once, to see them, it just brings this joy and excitement inside of you that's almost childlike to see all this, you know, the balloons, the different size, shapes, colors. It was just total eye candy.
Yes.
And there was a lot of animated balloons that were shaped like Yoda and Darth Vader and Sylvester and, you know, it was just
animal shapes.
Awesome.
Cows. Yeah. The biggest one there, the biggest balloon was actually a cow.
Yes. It was humongous. It was like the size of 2 balloons. Yeah. It was really big.
Really, really nice.
Yeah.
But it was good to be back here on the air and taking care of our customers. We've talked to them every day. Yes. We were working every day. And again, thank you, Susan, for taking care of things.
We also had to give a shout out thanks to Carrie James, who is a transaction coordinator for our team, and she did a great job with Susan coordinating everything that needed to be done from far away. So both of them worked very, very hard, and it was so appreciated.
So we're back, and we want some calls today. And we're
going to
tell
everybody. Yeah, you have a contest, too.
We do have a contest. I'm going to tell everybody what the contest is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, last week we talked about how we do not expect the real estate market to collapse like it did in 2008. We do expect prices to continue to increase with no expectation of return, again, of what happened in 2008 when we had a glut of short sales and foreclosures. Those are also known as distressed sales. So the contest is, countrywide, what percentage of sales this year, or particularly in the last couple months, have been distressed sales?
Yes.
What percentage of sales are distressed sales?
Yes.
So give us a call at
222-8255. So that's area code 904-222-8255.
All right. Now we have to talk about what's special about today, October 23rd. It's Event Organizers Day. You ever used an event coordinator?
Sure.
No, I've been one of those at my corporate world. I did a little bit of that.
I did too.
Yeah. So Event Coordinators Day. It's also Make a Difference Day. So all of you listeners out there and us here in the studio, think of how you can make a difference either in someone's life or perhaps, you know, even if you're on a hike, pick up a piece of trash and throw it in the nearest trash can. That's making a difference. Sometimes it's the little things that you can do to make a difference in someone's life. If you go and buy something and you see a cashier that looks a little sad, just use their name and say, I hope you have a great day. Thank you for being here. Thank you for what you do. Just make a difference in someone's life.
Absolutely.
All right. It's also National Boston Cream Day, Boston Cream Pie Day, that actually debuted in the year 1856 by a French chef in Boston. And Angela, do you know what is unique about Boston Cream Pie Day? It's not a pie. It's a cake.
Thank you for answering, because now, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either until I read that. How about that? It's also National Canning Day. Now, the odd thing about Canning Day is it's not done in cans. It's done in jars.
Yes, that I knew.
All right. It's also National Croc Day. You know, the things you wear on your feet?
Oh.
Now, I have never worn...
Oh, you got them going on, Lauren.
Lauren's got them. Our producer, it's National Croc Day. They started actually in the year 2002 in Boulder, Colorado. They're made of a material called Croslite, which is a closed-cell foam resin. And billions are sold every year in 90 countries.
Wow.
Right. There are 100.
Wow. Think of the person who thought of that.
Yes.
Billions are sold every year.
Billions are sold. There are 120 different styles. And even the makers of them, they made up a new word.
What's the word?
Well, you know, it's October, right?
Yes.
Well, it's actually Croc. It's not just the day, it's the month. It's now Croctober.
Croctober.
It's also National iPod Day. 100 million iPods have been sold over the years by Apple.
I've had one.
Me too.
I have too. My son had a Nano, the little one.
Oh, yeah.
The little baby
right.
one.
Which
is called
better
a Nano.
To run with and right. stuff. Yeah.
It's also National Pitbull Day. You either love them or you hate them, and there's not much in between. Now, I know insurance companies, they hate them. But I know some people that had them and loved them or have them and love them.
I have a grandbaby, fur baby, that's a pit bull, and I hate him.
Yeah.
I'm mostly afraid of them.
I'm afraid of them, too.
I respect the heck out of them.
Yeah, I'm just afraid of them.
All right. It's also National Slap Your Irritating Coworker Day, but we really don't want any of you to do that because that can get you fired. And Angela,
yeah.
I'm your coworker. You slap me, you're in big trouble.
Really?
And vice
Will
versa.
Will it get me fired?
No. No. Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back with real estate news.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or required 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here today. We're in October. It's fall. It's not fall weather yet, but I hear that's coming next week, like Tuesday. I'm excited, looking forward to the cool weather. We have great football. The Jaguars have won. I mean, come on. What else do we need?
What else do we need?
Yeah.
Well, we'd like to help people get into their first home. In fact, we're going to have a little story about that later.
It doesn't just have to be their first home.
Yeah.
It could be their 15th home. I'm all good. I just love helping people. So does Susan. We like to help people to find the home that's right for them, right? Not
Correct.
Just a house. Like, we shop till they say, I can't live without that house. So, you know, I had a customer recently who told me we were down to two houses. I'm like, but which one do you want to be in for the next 10 years? And she's like, I don't care. It's just a house. I'm like, Oh
my goodness.
Oh, you don't understand the importance of a house. I mean, you're raising your family and you're, you know, building your nest and creating your life. To me, it is your safe haven.
But that just means you found her two amazing houses to choose from. If either one was fine, then they were probably both fantastic.
Oh, see, I like the way you think, but I would like to think that there's a house that would change your life.
Well, that's the one that she buys.
Well, that's true.
Well, it's interesting that you know, young people, perhaps, that have lived in an apartment,
mm-hmm.
they don't know what it's like to own your own home.
No.
Make it yours.
Right.
Because in an apartment, you can't paint, or maybe you can if you get permission. But you have to get permission to someone. When you own your own home,
you
can really make it yours.
Yes.
And there's a certain pride of ownership when you own something.
Yes. So, like, my daughter, they have been in their house almost a year, right? And so they had a list of projects they wanted to do to create this home, to renovate it, to make it their own. And they were short by, like, three projects. And so they're, like, pulling out all the stops right now. They want to do it by the 1 year anniversary time. And so they are really just hyper focusing on getting that place exactly the way they want it.
Well, good for them.
Yeah. You know, it's fun. It's nice to set a goal, and it's something that two people can work on together and create their own nest.
Yes.
I love it.
All right. Hey, I want to repeat the contest because we haven't had anybody call yet. And it's an interesting one because it's kind of a follow-up to last week where we talked about, and because we get a lot of questions, is the real estate sky going to fall?
We
Are we going to have a collapse?
Every day we get someone asking, when's it going to, when are prices falling?
Yeah.
When is this happening? When? They always want to know.
Yeah.
So this is a great question.
Yeah, and we're going to have a follow-up in a couple minutes about that as well. So is there going to be a return like 2008 where we had distressed sales, meaning short sales and foreclosures? So how are things going now, which is what percentage of sales now are distressed sales?
Great question.
You know, in 2008, it was around 15% were distressed sales. But prior to the pandemic, I mean, during the pandemic, about half of the homes could not be foreclosed on because half of the loans, half of the mortgages were backed by the federal government and you couldn't do any foreclosures.
That's right. That's right.
You still could do short sales, but you couldn't do foreclosures. A short sale is when you're selling the house at less than market value.
But
what percentage of homes?
Prices have been going up.
Prices have been going up and up.
Who's got a short sale? Come on, seriously, who's got a short sale?
Well, if you took a lot of money out and you refinanced and
anyway, they should not be upside down. No one should let them have that much money out in today's environment.
Shouldn't. But
not like it was before.
So what percentage of sales now, countrywide, are distressed sales?
Interesting.
Okay, so give us a call. What's the number again?
To talk to me, you have to call 222-8255,
which
is area code 904. So we're in Duval.
There you go. So while we're waiting for callers, Angela, what happened this past week for homes and condos?
Well, according to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 830 offers got accepted. And that number's up about 3%. 566 new homes came on the market, and that number is also up 3%. 200 of the 566 homes, which is 39%, well, they're already under contract. And 54 of those went under contract the very first day. 643 people actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say,
congratulations.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. And all that number was up 24%. That is a lot to close in the middle of a month.
How about that?
Did you pay attention to that?
Middle of a month.
What the dates are? Yeah.
Yeah.
24%. That number went up. But the one I'd like to talk about for just a second is that 39%. So of all the homes that came on the market this week, 39% of them are under contract. That number's down. I mean, during this pandemic, we've been in the 70% of houses that came on the market. So what's happening now is inventory is going up. We have more houses on the market now than we did, say, the beginning of this year.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's good.
It's
what about interest rates? What's going on with those?
Well, the 30-year rate rose. So get ready, y'all. Interest rates are on the rise. It rose 0.04% to 3.09%. During this same week last year, the rates were at 2.8%. So you can see the rates are up. Also, the 15-year rate rose 0.03% up to 2.33%. That's still such a great rate, though. If you're thinking about refinancing to a 15-year, do it. This time last year, it was 2.33%. So
well,
it's the same as it was.
Same one.
Yeah. Now, the FHA 30-year rate, it's around 2.87%.
Now, the pros at the beginning of the year, or prior to the beginning of the year, predicted that rates would go up about a percentage point for the year 2021. They have not gone up
happen.
A percentage point, but they have.
But they are going up.
They have started to go up. So if you've been thinking about, I'm just going to wait. So
I wouldn't wait. It's going to cost you money to wait. Between the interest rates going up and the price of homes going up, Why would you wait? Get out in the marketplace right now, because also there's still a lot of buyers, but it's not as many buyers as we're going to have in the spring. Y'all get ready.
That's right.
They're coming.
They're coming.
So now's the time to buy. If you're interested, before the rates change your monthly payment, you should get in the marketplace and buy.
You still have great buying power with the low rates that there are.
Yes. But I will tell you this, too. Don't think that the multiple offers are done. It's not done. We made an offer over the weekend, and we had, on the very first day when I called the agent, he said, oh, yeah, we already have five offers. Yours would be number six. I said, okay, you doing highest and best? No, I'm not. Okay. Seller doesn't want to. Okay, that's fine. So you got to think different. I'm starting to see a trend now that the sellers don't want the multiple, you know, doing the highest and best. If they already have a handful of offers, that's good enough, and they're not necessarily doing it. So don't think that you have all weekend to go look, because in that case, on Saturday night, they took our offer.
Well, explain to everyone what highest and best means. It's going back to all the agents that have submitted offers and say, hey, we have multiple offers. We're giving you an opportunity of changing your offer
if you want, and
increase it.
Right.
So in this case, they did not do this.
Right.
They just are going to take the offers that they have and make a decision.
Yes. And, you know, in this market, people are putting good offers on the table the first time. A lot of them don't need to increase it because they're already giving you, you know, their firstborn child with the offer. So, and, you know, there's secrets. There's secret. We have secrets, don't we? Yeah, I mean, you have to do business with us to know what the secrets are so that you can get your offer accepted. So in that case, our customer got the house they wanted. And they're super excited.
They are. They had the inspection yesterday.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. Yeah.
How'd that inspection go?
It went pretty well.
Good.
Went pretty well.
Yeah. The inspectors always find something. Now, they're not necessarily big items, but they could be just little things like, you know, a plug has a reverse polarity or, you know, there's a little piece of dry rot around a window frame on the outside that, you know, the homeowner never knew about because he never walked on that side of the house, you know, that type of thing.
I think it's just that most people who own a home aren't excellent at maintenance. They're just not. They're busy. They're busy with their life. They don't really think about all the things that they need to do. And oftentimes when something breaks, they call for help, right? You know, your air conditioner goes out, you call to have someone come repair it. The plumbing doesn't work right, you call a plumber. So a lot of people today don't have the same skill sets that we used to have 20, 30, 40 years ago when you didn't have the money just to go pay for that plumber, pay for whatever. You learned those skills, and they came down from your father. Your father taught you how to do it, you know, and it was just passed down generation to generation. And I feel like today's young people don't know how to do much.
Well, just like everybody used to be able to fix their own cars, but cars are so much more complicated today with computers and, you know, it used to be you had a carburetor and you change your own spark plugs. You know, you could change your carburetor and clean your carburetor and change your own spark plugs. You can't touch that stuff today. You can't
change your own tire because there's no tire in the trunk.
Yeah.
That's true.
In some cars, that is so true.
That's
yes.
True. Yeah.
Yes, but, you know, I have to tell you, when I was a teenager, I was checking my own oil and doing my own things. And I had a Cutlass. I had a 1970 Cutlass Supreme, and I could do almost everything on it. I loved it.
Wow.
It was good.
How about that? Hey, when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about something that's a little bit different. We're going to talk about what's going on with home prices on resale homes.
Okay.
As opposed to, you know, all homes, that includes new homes, because there is a difference. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. We haven't done that before.
Okay.
All right. Susie, you ready for that one?
I'm ready for that one.
All right. Talk about appreciation, depreciation, all that kind of stuff. Stay with us. We will be right back.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
the conservative voice of Jacksonville, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent is warning that China is trying to achieve the goal of global domination. He says there will be implications for the entire Western world, mainly giving up geopolitical control in the Indo-Pacific region. And China is working hard, he says, to achieve global dominance for both its military and economy, and recently succeeded with the launch of two hypersonic missiles into orbit around the Earth. The U.S. military says it did kill a senior al-Qaeda leader in an airstrike this week. It happened in northwest Syria. Army Major John Rigsby, a spokesman for U.S. Central Command, says in a statement Abdul Hamid al-Matar was killed by a drone strike. And Rigsby says the killing of al-Matar will, in his words, disrupt al-Qaeda's ability to further plot and carry out global attacks threatening U.S. citizens, our partners, and innocent civilians around the world. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and a question we often hear is how does a local store like Underwoods stay viable against national or international competition? And we have a simple answer. At Underwoods, we've never wanted to be the biggest. What we've always tried to be is the best. If you take this approach, there's some things that come to mind immediately, like fine quality merchandise bought by our experts and high levels of service delivered by a staff of professionals that are helpful and know what they're doing. Then there's some things you don't really think about, like the finer a gemstone, the more rare it is. And these gems are not mass-produced or repeatable because they were made by God millions of years ago, so they don't always fit into the big multi-store national merchandising schemes. At Underwoods, we buy these finer, rare gems and create jewelry pieces that'll become the heirlooms of tomorrow. These kind of pieces are available right now at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Are you searching for a church where the music and the message are God-honoring? Do you want to hear expository preaching with verse-by-verse presentation of God's Word? If you have said yes to these questions, then you are invited to worship at First Conservative Baptist Church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor, founder, invites you to worship.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, you're going to get the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
WBOB is news and information.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
WBOB is traffic and weather.
Good morning. Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds.
WBOB is conservative opinion.
It was a procedural move, but it was a win for Republicans.
And faith.
To let God decide in our hearts what is good for the kingdom.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Sunny today with a high near 85. Tonight, mostly clear with temperatures dropping to around 62 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 84. And as for the rest of the work week, Monday through Friday, mostly sunny with temperatures ranging from the upper 70s to the lower 80s.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here with you today. It is October. I am loving October. I love football. I love cool weather. I'm waiting on that to arrive here. We've been living it, right? In the other places we were these past few weeks, we were
in the evening.
Yeah, we were at a way different elevation and enjoying that nice weather. But what we want to do now is go back to the contest.
Well, Phil is on the line.
Phil!
Good morning, Phil.
Happy Angela and Howard, real estate gurus of the world.
Yay!
Thank you, Florida.
Hey,
thank you.
You sound so much better.
From the boatyard. I was there at 4:30 to get the cool weather, so I'm home now before all the boatyard people get there. But what's the trivia question?
The trivia question is that so many people have been thinking about, you know, is the real estate sky going to fall? Is the bubble going to burst? And we talked last week about that. It is not. And so let's talk about what percentage of sales now are distressed sales, meaning short sales and foreclosures. So
nationwide.
Countrywide.
Yeah.
I'm going to go high. So I wanted to say 37.1%. I'm going to go, 38.5%. In other words, quick sales to get rid of them and dump them and make the money.
Well, that may have been that high at certain times during the 2008, but it's much lower than that now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so, much lower.
You know, I'm kind of glad I didn't win because I'd have to give you guys a gift for all the good you do, and I'm going to let another caller get on. So, Angela and Howard, when you're not around, I know you had to take a sabbatical.
Yes.
I was aware of that before it happened. Your B team, you're the A team, and your B team did very well. Don't give them a big
right?
head. I'll give them a bonus, but they pulled it off. It wasn't Angela. It wasn't Howard. She did do happy twice, but, you know, it's okay.
Well, we are so delighted that you listen week after week after week, Phil. You brighten our day every time that you call, and it's just great to hear from you. So we're glad you're doing well.
Quick joke. Local pastor, this is a joke. Year and a half of COVID, 1,200 following capacity in his church was down to one service with 25 people, had to remortgage the property in the church. So last Saturday he gets wind, there's going to be 1,200. He calls the women's club, the gardens club, the music director, the choir director, and we're already. So he's 7'1", standing next to the choir director, 4'11". Everybody's coming, he's at the podium, has his thobe on. I could do this in less than a minute. And he's smiling, and all of a sudden everything's quiet. And he puts his hands up to heaven. He says, "Lord, thank you for bringing our congregation back through the COVID, and apparently they all got the booster shots because they're here. But, Lord, please allow them to have deep pockets because we're going to have three collections this 7:30 morning service." Then he puts his hands back up real quick. He said, "Lord, if I was Jesus, I'd take all the beer in the world and throw it in the river." Everybody's looking at each other. Where is he going with this? Does it again. "Lord, if I was Jesus, hands up to the air, I would take all the wine in the world and put it in the river." So even the shorter choir director has his palms up. Everybody's looking at everybody else in the audience. They have no idea where the pastor's going with this. He never did this before. Third time's a charm. Puts the hands up. He said, "Lord, if I was Jesus, I'd take all the whiskey in the world and put it in the river." Just send the short assistant next to him, pushes him out of the way with the elbow, says, "Excuse me, pastor, excuse me, congregation. Please get your hymnals out in your pews and open up to Psalm 65. Because after we're done singing down by the river, we're all going to go in and jump in the river." Not a diabetes, too bad. I can't even have an ounce of the river. So if you go jump in the river, make sure you have your bathing suit on, though.
Thanks, Phil. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's on the veranda with Angela and Howard every Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
All right. Go team, okay?
Thanks, Phil.
Okay.
Yeah, that's funny.
All right. Well, I'm surprised nobody else has called about the guest. And here's what I want to do. I want to invite all our realtors that are listening to call in with a guest to that question.
Yes,
we know
they listen.
We have some realtors in our office that are listening. Yes.
When we have other agents, site agents, all sorts of people.
So call us with your guess. What percentage of sales countrywide are distressed sales?
Yes.
All right. So in the meantime, while they are dialing their phones and thinking and perhaps asking Siri, I don't know. So what's going on with home prices on existing homes? Well, first of all, nationwide through September, prices of resale homes, that's what we're talking about, are up 115 months in a row.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? To a price of $352,800, and year-to-date, 13.3%. Not too bad.
It's incredible.
That's incredible. So if you're looking to buy or sell, chances are you've heard about today's rising home prices, as I just mentioned. And while this increase in home values is great news for sellers, you may be wondering, well, what does the future hold? Will prices continue to rise with time, or should we expect them to fall? So let's answer a few questions first, or give some definitions. So what is appreciation? Appreciation is an increase in value of an asset. Well, what is depreciation? Depreciation is a decrease in value of an asset. But there's another phrase that maybe you're not familiar with, and that is deceleration, which is something that happens, but happens at a slower pace.
So
that's
still
a word that you've been maybe hearing if you've been listening to the press. So it's important to note that home prices, as you know, have increased. They've appreciated, as I mentioned, for 115 straight months. To find out if this trend may continue, let's look at the experts. Well, there's a company called Pulse Economics, or Pulsonomics. They surveyed over 100 economists, investment strategists, and housing market analysts, asking for their five-year projections. They wanted to know, in terms of what lies ahead, experts say the market may see some slight deceleration. So again, deceleration. It's still increasing, but not at the same rate. It's not going to go down, according to these 100 experts. So here's the forecast for the next 5 years. So everybody listen to this. This is important. So this year, 2021, the expectation is that house prices countrywide will go up just under 12%. Next year, just under 6%. These are increases in home prices of resale homes. In 2023, just under 4%. In 2024, just under 4%. And in 2025, about 3.5%. So a deceleration will occur over the next 5 years, or the 4 years into the future. That's what the experts predict. Not a implosion of prices.
Not at all. Prices are expected to continue to rise, just not at the same pace we've seen over the last year. Those 100 experts agree, and there's no exception for price depreciation.
No expectation, yes.
Oh, sorry. No expectation of price depreciation. So as this little chart, what Howard was talking about, indicates, each number is an increase, which means that prices are going to continue to rise each year. Woohoo!
Wow, that
Woo-hoo!
Is really, really...
The sky's not falling.
The sky is not falling. No. You know, some of us in the room, or at least me, I'm considered to be a senior at 67 years
not
old.
Not me and Susan, no.
Oh, no. No
We're
no.
babies.
You're babies.
Yes.
But Susan, you've done a little bit of work on finding out what's going on with seniors, and is buying a home a smart decision for seniors?
Oh, absolutely. So beyond the sentimental attachment that seniors have built for their homes, they also believe that home ownership was the smartest financial decision they ever made, a new survey shows.
So, really?
Yeah. Nearly 3 in 4 seniors, like 74%, say that purchasing their home was their best financial decision. And according to a new survey of more than 1,500 respondents ages 60 to 75 conducted by the American Advisors Group, further, 73% of respondents say that their home was their most valuable asset.
Holy smoke!
Yeah. So they've invested greatly in it, More than half, 55% of seniors said they've now paid off their homes and they're living mortgage-free.
Mortgage-free is great.
So all the younger people in the 20s, 30s, and 40s who think they would rather rent, well, listen to the great advice of your seniors out there. We and the Walker Vergalis team are here to help you with that smartest financial decision you're ever going to make, buying a home.
We'll be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
How much coffee have you consumed this morning?
Well, I like a thermos full. What can I say?
Oh, my God. Susan, do we need to do something about her?
Take my coffee away. No. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I like her. I like her when she's like this.
I know. I like me like this, too.
Yeah.
Leave me be, Howard.
We can't put you behind the wheel of a car, though.
Why?
She'd just get there faster.
Just be dancing and singing and having fun in the car. That sounds good.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Well, what about overall countrywide sales inventory and time to sell? You know, 44% more home sales are pending than at this time in 2019. 44%.
That's really interesting,
more.
Right?
Isn't that something?
Yes. With the shortage of supply, it's hard to believe. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. There's a tight supply of homes for sale, as everybody knows, and high buyer demand continue to keep the pace of home sales high. Unsold inventory is only at a 2.4-month supply. at the current sale prices, while housing inventory is down 13% compared to a year ago. Oh, we got a caller on the line. Good morning, Pat.
Hey, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm just fine.
Well, good.
Are you calling in with a question, or are you calling in to answer the contest?
Contest.
Okay.
Well, good.
What you got?
It's 7%.
That's what I guessed, Pat.
That is what's...
I like your brain.
Yes, but you're high.
Oh, shucks. And I thought I was low.
Yes. No, it's high, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Interesting,
but I like
huh?
the way you think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a real estate question for us while you've got us on the line?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I've always answered all of my questions just by listening to the radio program. All I have to say is you guys are the most professional real estate agents I've ever run across.
I love you. Do I owe you money for that comment? I could do that.
No, we might have to get together for a pizza at another time.
I am ready. I am okay. So ready. Yes.
Well, Pat, we appreciate your comments. We appreciate all of the people that listen to our show.
Yes.
And thank you so much for calling in. And
tell George I said hello.
Oh, yes, we'll do. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
7%. Awesome. So we know it's less than 7% if
it is.
Anybody
less
else
than
wants 7% to call in.
If y'all want to call in, 222-TALK.
Yeah.
8255, area code 904.
All right. We were talking about countrywide sales inventory and time to sell. Comparing today's sales and new listing numbers to 2019 levels, it helps to reveal the stark shortage of supply that we're facing. The boost of housing supply that came to the market during the summer, well, that already faded away, even as demand tapers off, as we expected that it always does during the fall. Demand remains steady and strong thanks to increased urgency many buyers have as mortgage rates inch up. Rising rates also make buyers a little more price sensitive, so homes that are priced right are increasingly likely going to get offers really, really quickly. You know what? Guess how long homes remained on the market in September?
17 days.
It is 17 days, but here's the interesting thing.
It used to be 21 days.
But it's really quicker than that.
It is.
Because we have two ways that show it. There's a thing in the multiple listing service that says active contingent, which means that a contract was written and accepted. And then there's another one that says pending. Now, pending means that it's gone through another time frame where
the contingencies were removed.
Yeah, like inspections.
Yeah.
Now,
loan approval.
When it's measured for days on market, it's measured between the time that the contract is signed and it goes into pending, not the time that it goes into active contingent.
True.
So really, real days on market.
It's active. And so the reason we do that is so that it's still out on the internet, so that we have other people calling about it or asking questions about it.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
All right. We've got Bosco on the line. Good morning, Bosco.
Hey, Bosco. All right, did you push? Yeah.
This is fabulous program, because I was literally wondering about this, was going to ask you the question, and now your whole program is essentially on my brainwave. Uh-oh.
Well, good.
You have a good brain, Bosco, so I'm glad we're on your brainwave.
All right, so do you have a guess for the contest?
Well, I was asking your phone answer. I forgot her name. Excuse me,
Lauren.
What the high and what the low was, because I missed the recent caller. And what was hers?
7%, and we said that was high.
That was too high.
Wow. Yeah. Way too high.
Oh. Yeah. What percentage of homes were sold that were distressed properties, meaning foreclosed on or short sales?
Yeah, so I'm going to go 5.
You're still too high.
Still too high.
That's incredible. So
it is incredible. That's what we're trying to demonstrate with this trivia question, is that the market, the sky's not falling, people. It's not falling.
Yeah.
There aren't the distressed sales out there that we think there are, or that people think there are.
You know, I find it interesting that rentals are going through the sky as far as rates, you know. Houses are essentially stabilizing, you know, so I'm wondering. And I know that, you know, there's a lot of things that come into play on the houses, you know, but, you know, with the inflation thing, that people are investing into large complexes, you know, and companies that buy these, and I guess they, you know, will throw them a fractional, I think they call it a fractional thing, to invest in with them into their corporation that buys large apartment complexes, you know, so they can, you know, get into some of that inflationary edge, you know, for their investments, you know.
Yes.
But I just didn't know where it was, you know. So when the inflation comes down, is the apartment rents going to come down too? You see what I'm saying?
Well, they tend to follow each other, right? Because if you can buy, you don't need to rent. So then less people will rent, so the prices will go down. The demands for rent will be less. Does that make sense? So it's just a supply and demand thing. So right now we have a shortage of homes, so people are having to rent, so the prices are up because the demand for rents is up.
Yeah.
But when people can start buying easily again, because this is not an easy market for buyers, it's a seller's market. But when it becomes easy for the buyer, the rental market will go down.
All right. Well, so, thank you for calling, Bosco. We've got to get off the line.
Okay, good to go. I'm sorry about that. And again, fabulous program.
All right. Thanks so much.
Appreciate
we appreciate
it.
You calling as usual. A couple more things that we got to talk about. 33% of homes that went under contract had an accepted offer within 1 week of being listed on the market. 33%. And 45% of homes sold at or above the list price. Think of that. 45% this year. Just absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
I mean,
and those prices in Florida, they're like, they up 34-36%. I forgot what I read the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah. The prices have really gone up in Florida.
All right. So now I got to tell people what the answer is to the contest, because it's really going to surprise everyone.
And it should help you understand that we're not in the same place we were in 2008.
Yes. Now, he guessed 5% of the homes are distressed homes, 5% of the sales.
Yeah.
It's not 5%. It's not 3%. It's not 2%. It's not even 1%.
Right.
So less than 1%. 1% of the home sales in the United States over the past couple of months were distressed sales. We are not in a bubble situation with the bubble going to burst. You heard that from 100 economists and strategists.
Yes, who say that prices will still go up, not at the same pace. The deceleration is in full play.
That's right. So it's a great market if you're interested in buying. Interest rates are still fabulous.
But rising.
If you're in the stock.
So what you can afford today, maybe you can't afford soon.
If you're in the stock market. The Van Wees are going to tell you that there was a record high set this week. They're going to tell you more about that.
Yep.
And tell you that a housing is a good investment for you to live in.
Yep.
They might not agree that you should invest in houses, but to live in, they're going to agree that you should own a home.
I think you nailed what Steve's thinking. Yeah.
So, yes. Anyway, stay tuned for the Van Wees. Angela and I and Susan are always here to help you. You can call Susan at
904-553-1578.
All right. Hey, we got to go. God bless everyone. We'll be back with you next week.